One of the commissioners want to call the meeting to order.
Sheree Wallace, Commissioner Wallace would like to call the meeting to order.
Thank you.
I
And
would
I will
like to
start.
do attendance.
All right.
Arcelli, Commissioner Arcelli Esperanza.
Present.
Commissioner Dina Wright. Commissioner Dina Wright.
Present, sorry, couldn't find the mic.
All right. Welcome to our virtual meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you're able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you're asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand would take you out of queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will let you know when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours. We have already had the roll call.
Do we have any public comment?
There are no public comments.
Okay, do we have any disclosures or recruits? Then that we have no disclosure or recruits, we can go to the next item, and that would be new business. And we will discuss community listening session planning. We have the current date as of today, Monday, October the 27th, at Goodman South Madison Public Library at 5:30 p.m. Can we confirm that we have the flyers and the press release information?
Yes, this is the flyer that we used the last time in the September 11 meeting when we initially talked about the community listening session. We said we would be just changing the date and the location. This is the press release, and then there's a statement that said there's free parking in the parking. Well, it said there's free parking after 6 in the last one. So it has been changed to say there's free parking in the parking structure located near the DMV. That's the language that the library uses on their website. I do understand that there's another parking lot kind of behind on the side, but I use the language exactly the way that's there, and we need to confirm the time being 5:30 or 6. The original schedule said 4:45, but that's time that we have the room scheduled.
So
I'll check it.
that would be setup time. This is Commissioner Wright, and that would be
Right.
the time that that space has been requested, reserved.
So 5:30 or 6 is the time you all will prefer to start, because this is the
Right,
press
because this
release to
is.
the public, so they would need to know the 5:30 or the 6, not the
Exactly. We need to make
5.
that decision now. Just giving people time to get there. Possibly 6 might be a better start. I think. Because it's on a Monday night, right? The 27th. So let's just do 6 p.m. Can I ask a question? Angela, was Commissioner Dina ever compensated or like refunded for providing such a beautiful charcuterie spread last time?
That would have to go to Mike Lynn Gibson, my supervisor. I'm not involved in that part of it. I do know that there was a budget, and we used that budget, and what was else, that I don't know. Nobody's talked to me about that.
Okay,
Yeah, I
thank
can you.
say I
Mike
have
Lynn
no.
Gibson.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
Mike Lynn Gibson.
Can we stay to the agenda and next, after we complete the items, we will get the information we need to make sure Commissioner Wright is compensated.
Okay.
So, you're saying Commissioner Esperanza to change it to 6 p.m. We all agree on that? Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. And so when we were discussing the flyers, do we have flyers translated in Spanish, Hmong, and Chinese?
I've been asked to update the flyer with the new date, the new parking information, the new location, which I will do today, this evening. I'll work on that this evening. And then it's my understanding it will go back to Angela, who will then get those put into the different languages.
I
Is
have
that
already submitted it to LAP for them to update it, with that knowing that here's only the change in the flyer is the date, location, and a statement on parking. So that has been submitted, and it's been circulated for translation. They didn't give me a date to when it's going to be done, but that has
no,
been
don't doubt.
submitted even without your change yet.
Okay, but do I still need to change it then,
Yes,
or okay.
because they don't change the actual flyer. We just have to cut and paste the information to the flyer.
I understand. Okay. Can we go back to the time? So if we start at 6, the room is reserved until 7:30, is that correct?
I thought it was 8.
Oh, 8. So then do we say 6 until 7:30, or do we say what did the last one? Was that an hour and a half we had allocated? Okay. So would that be what everyone agrees on? We say that the time of the listening session is 6 until 7:30 p.m.
Yes, I like that. And maybe we could put in, latecomers are welcomed. I mean, I don't want it to seem like if you don't come on time, then like you can't come at all. Like, because it's more like informational.
Okay. So are we clear on the flyers, the location, and the parking space?
Yes.
Okay. Next thing, we're going to confirm as our session details, like the topics. What will be the topics?
that we will address, or will we have any speakers?
Last time, what we did was just we each had a script. I don't think you were there, Sheree, though. So me and Commissioner Wright, we had like each of us a script. I believe Commissioner Wright started and kind of just introduced us, introduced the subject, and you know ha we had some people from Affirmative Action, and so they got to speak. It's like whoever is there from like city departments. And then I do believe there was Angela, I think you spoke about, hey, this is our table, this is our information. Feel free to come and, you know, this was after like 15 minutes of people just kind of networking and eating naturally. So once we started at 6, you know, we kind of really don't start our script until about 6:15. And so that's where how the conversation flowed. And then we kind of kept on networking for a little bit. And then I do believe like around like half hour in, we made another announcement and we were like, hey, let's open up the circle. Let's introduce ourselves. And so each person kind of introduced themselves and talked about why they were there.
Oh.
And that was it.
So can I add what would be a nice thing after the conversations and people introducing themselves? Can the Angela Weep post how people can go on the city website and file a discrimination?
Yeah, I think that would be really appropriate.
Oh,
In
good.
fact, I made flyers specifically talking about that.
Okay,
Yeah,
that's
with a
great.
QR code, I made flyers from my office to talk about that
And I think
specifically.
that would be good to have something, some type of flyer where people could take with them so that if they don't recall the information that we give them, they could have that at hand at their leisure.
And you know what also will be good if we had a list of lawyers that
Yeah.
pro bono.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the EOC has a list of lawyers that help people, right?
We have an attorney list, but that attorney list does not necessarily speak of whether or not it's pro bono.
Okay.
Those particular attorneys would have to, agree to that arrangement. There is a, I think what you're thinking about is the Lawyers for Learners. That's for students who are in college. There is a complimentary Lawyers for Learning database, but it's not a list of actual attorneys. But we do in the Department of Civil Rights have a list of attorneys who say we represent the complainant or we represent the respondent, but does not speak to whether it's going to be pro bono.
Okay,
Our
so
process is pro bono if they just go through the normal processing of EOC complaints through our mediator, through our conciliator, in our hearing examiner. That's pro bono.
is there a possible way you can give us information for the students that
For the
that's
Lawyers for
able,
Learners, for
yes, the
students,
lawyers. And
learners.
maybe we can get a couple of copies of that for the resource table.
Okay.
Commissioner Charette or Commissioner Wallace, have you, Angela and Commissioner Wallace, have you guys looked at the running notes that this subcommittee did for our previous listening session? Because those running notes also have the script on there. That could
I
be.
think you should probably start that as here's a new script for the new time because it wasn't designated that way before. So if
Okay.
you could present them as new, I would think that would be better than this is what we had last time, if you get what I'm saying.
I do. I do.
Everything is new and fresh. Yeah.
Okay.
So, is there any other suggestions that?
Because you can read it off, and this would be, new content that we got. Sorry, Commissioner
Yes.
Wallace.
Is there any other suggestions that you have regarding the details or what information we're going to share with the public?
Yeah, I was thinking we should have also information about that legal clinic or the law library down at the city county built courthouse. You know how you can go down in the basement and stuff,
Yes.
and they give you like, I think they give you forms to fill. I mean, clearly that wouldn't be for us, but maybe they do have like a clinic opening hours for like, just to discuss with one of their volunteer lawyers.
See, I wasn't familiar with that at all, and that's not
Yeah, and
something we normally share, but you would have to probably invite somebody from there or ask them for information for the listening session.
yeah, and I don't know who they are really, to be honest. Like, I
Okay.
think they're through UW or the Wisconsin Bar Association. But they helped me personally with when I was dealing with the situation with my dog and the dog, the guy, getting him responsible. So they do like they'll talk to you. You know what I'm saying? They'll talk to you about some stuff and try to strategize.
I
Yeah,
would
but
say they're not listed as a community partner with this office, and I don't
yeah.
know if this just for independence purposes or not, but that might be something to bring up, with attorney Adriana, who's the interim ELD manager, or with the new manager when that position open is filled. Pardon me.
And if not, we can also inform people about the legal library.
I mean, we
What?
can. I
Yeah.
really think we should be concerned more with who the community partners are because we are
Right.
the EOC.
Yeah.
I think folks can kind of go out on their own and figure that stuff out. I think we need to represent the EOC and
Yeah.
the partners who that the EOC work with. One thing I do think we maybe should have is a list of, the protected classes. I mean, people may not know there's so many, it's almost hard for us to remember all the protected classes. But I think information from, the Civil Rights Department and just information that could be pertinent to them, because that's what the listening session is all about. It's to provide information, if in fact someone is, and the people that came last time, they were people who had been discriminated against in some fashion or form. So I see what you're saying, Commissioner Sproton, but I don't know that we should be promoting outside agencies, outside legal
Right.
organizations. Yeah, I really
Yeah,
think,
and I don't know if it's
yeah.
even an organization, how it really works, or even if they would take these type of cases. So
Yeah.
absolutely, I am glad that Angela noted that they're not a community partner. I thought maybe they were. So no, I stand back to what you were saying, and I totally 100% agree. Yeah,
And
I.
hopefully they'll see the flyer or information, and if they want to become a part of it, that could be there. They certainly can be, if they're part of the email. It's an expansive list of 700, 800 people that are on this email list that goes out. I have to send it in 200 increments
Wow.
for the crash, and
Congrats.
then I can't send email anymore because it seems like spam.
Okay. So, with that being said, is there anything else you want to add up under the topics of what we're going to share, what we're going to talk about? If not, I can move on and we can address how Commissioner Wright can be compensated and what procedures she needs to do to request compensation.
Yeah, and I will say I did not pursue that at the time because I was told to just kind of let it go, at least for the time being, because of all the internal investigations and everything that was taking place regarding Byron and Norm. And so I kind of took that advice and just I did send in the receipts and but I kind of just I did not follow through. I just didn't want there to be more attention brought to I didn't want more attention brought to the fact that the expenditure was more than anticipated.
Right. Oh.
So I don't know. I'm not sure who to even pose that question to. I don't know if it would be Angela. I don't.
Michaelin, I'll send it to Michaelin and have Michaelin contact you because
Okay.
I don't have anything at all when that's accounting, finance related.
No, we understand. So what's going to
Yeah.
happen on the 27th? Can Michaelin also let us know if they are willing
I would say
another $200 from their
definitely won't
budget
be.
for this?
Yeah, I have to. I don't know. I know there was a budget at
Because
some point, but I don't know what's on
we
the budget, so I
have
have to ask.
right, no, please do, because we've exhausted, we tried to get fundraising from other nonprofit organizations. We try and we've been told no. We were told no by the city lawyer. We can't even solicit water. I mean, I think this is why our commissioner Wright had to do it because there was like no other way. They were like, no, this isn't,
I knew
we
there
don't,
was
you can't.
like some non-perishables. I don't know if they're still available. There was, crackers, cookies, but I
Oh
don't
my God.
know. You don't want to do anything that's not dated properly.
Exactly.
So I would, again, that would have to be a, and I can connect you all. She'll be at work tomorrow. Michaelyn Gibson is my direct supervisor. She's the administrative person and she handles the accounting and those kinds of things. So I will make sure that's on the top of the list, how to do that. And certainly I can see what I can personally donate,
Oh, well, that's nice.
snacks and kind of things, something like that.
Thank you, Angela. You're so sweet.
I haven't heard, anything about budget right now, so. But I will, make sure Michaelyn
I mean,
and
and maybe
also
we,
attorney Adriana.
maybe this time we just, I don't know, just have cookies and lemonade or, maybe.
Yeah, obviously we're gonna go lower. We're
And
going.
I
That
mean,
was
we can,
beautiful. It
yeah,
was a
I mean, we
beautiful
can,
spread.
I'm fine with like donating some, maybe little mini cupcakes. I can bring the beverage dispenser again and get some of that like organic lemonade from Costco. It's pretty reasonable. I have, I can bring cups and stuff. So I don't know, maybe we just scale it down and do something, simple.
Yeah, let's scale it down. We're gonna do something simple this time, but still, you should be. Ref I mean, yeah,
Well,
we'll
yeah, I mean, it would be great. I mean, it was an extra $100. It would be nice. I guess I've just, I don't want to cause a stink, and I certainly don't want there to be any unnecessary, eyes on the EOC because of that. Like, I would rather just, if it's going to be simple to do, great. But if I'm going to have to jump through a lot of hoops, or if we are going to be scrutinized for it, then, I'll just eat it. I mean,
Or just let, or just let us purchase what you're asking for on this side. But I certainly know you wanted to go and look so you could get what you wanted. But just let us, like, this is kind of, you remember what we had last time, pick up stuff like this, and then that expense would be on us trying to do it.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's fine. I just.
Recording in progress.
Yeah, that's them adding Commissioner Esparza again.
My bad. Yeah, I just finally got out of the car and I'm in a place where
Okay.
you can see my face now. Hey.
Yes. Okay, so we have the topics. We discussed how to the flyers, the date, the location, the parking space. Is there anything else that we need to discuss?
Yeah, I think we do need to. I mean, not necessarily that it has to be done today, but at some point, whatever we're gonna, we need to, the order of the program, the order of the listening session, and who's gonna say what at which time, just so that it is, fairly well organized. And we have to make sure,
Sure.
I guess, this time that we don't say. Last time we kind of reiterated the fact that, oh, you're in a safe space, and so I guess we're not supposed to say that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't say that because everything is, it's not confidential. It
Yeah.
has to be transparent, actually.
Although it does not have to be recorded.
It won't be
Correct. Yeah.
recorded, but that, I mean, whatever. I just don't share details that you are
Yeah.
not willing to. Yeah, they just don't share details, just mainly we are here to answer your direct questions. You can definitely talk about the situation if you feel, but really we're here to ask question to answer your questions. I think that's the focus that our script should take. That's the focus of the agenda. I'm just looking over our meeting mo minutes from last time. So
And I
what
mean, I wonder if, now it's not the right time to change it, but looking ahead, I'm wondering if maybe they're not really listening sessions. Maybe it's more they're informational. We are
Information
providing
sessions.
information. Yeah. Because in that way, we might get more people because listening certainly implies that, hey, what are you going to say to us? We want to listen. But because the fact of the matter is, we can listen, but what are we going to do with what we hear? Really, the purpose of this is to provide them information. So if they are discriminated against, they know the necessary steps to take to address that. So maybe we change it to
You
information.
may be able to change it to information now. I can contact LAP to see if the word information could be changed to, I
I mean,
mean,
what do you
listening
guys
to
think?
information.
Yeah, what do you guys think,
I
Commissioner?
personally believe that will help us to pivot from that, from what Linda did. Okay, literally from what Linda did, Linda Kahnuan, what she did. By
Yeah.
throwing us under the, I don't want any more of the past. What happened that day was freaking out of all of our controls. Like,
Yep.
literally, we didn't ask for that. I didn't ask for people to tell me everything they want to tell me. So, that being said, and you're absolutely right, what are we doing with this information? There's not much we can do. We know
Right.
what we can do is point people to the resource, and calling it a resource,
Session, a resource session, resource
community
around
resource.
workplace discrimination. And whatever happened in the past, we have the correct information and the wording. We learn from that and we will
Yeah.
practice that for the future. And we should ha also have a set agenda moving forward on each meeting. Don't change anything up. We're going to provide resource information. And whatever we lay down today, any other resources, we do it the same way in each session.
So what do we call it? What do we actually call it? I think that's what Angela's asking us now. But I agree with everything you just said, Commissioner Wallace. I was about to call you Senator. For our, what do we want to call it? For our EOC, workplace discrimination. EOC
Resource.
workplace discrimination resource
Resource sessions.
sessions. Yeah, resource.
Can you try texting them
We don't want
again?
to call it a fair. I ain't gonna,
Right.
I can't call
Okay.
it fair. So resource, resource session.
Community resource sessions, and then you have your topic
Oh,
or
I see.
person.
Yeah, community resource session. The topic is workplace discrimination. Got it. I like what you're doing, what you did there, Angela. I'm just writing as well. So
This is
EO.
what the flyer looks like.
Sorry, I'm trying to kill a gnat that's buzzing around
Okay.
me.
So it
So.
would be just a one-word change, community resource session, and that's the topic, which could be changed for future sessions, but because of the time that we have and that we've already sent this, I can, since it was today, I can send this, say, can we please change the word listening to resource, if that's
Yes.
what the body would like to. And we did have a flyer about our complaint process. We did have list of protected classes, and we had a couple of designated flyers in each of the languages. There's a couple that we don't have, I believe, Chinese in one of the documents that we have, but we did have that for each one of the languages, and we also provided that to people in the community that they represented. That was there. Go ahead. Oh, she's doing the net. I thought you were
Oh God,
doing
I know. I'm so sorry.
the
So I have these beautiful plants and they create these gnats. Anyways, I could show you what they are. They're very gorgeous. When I bought them, I only had two, and now I have four. See those beauties? But they create these little gnats. Anyways,
hands.
very annoying.
Okay, so.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So, do are we all in agreement of the following changes for the flyer, the location, the time, and the date?
Yes.
And the resource that we want to
I was not on
provide.
there.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I knocked off and I came back on. Did you think of a new title, a new name for the
Oh, we did.
event? Or because I didn't hear
We
it
did.
too. Oh, what if.
Are we going to have laptops for the city staff to be available to help file online or no?
I know the
Can we
investigators
go
were.
back? Okay, sorry. Let's go
Go
back.
back. Go back to what
I'm sorry.
she's.
I didn't hear the time. I hear the new name.
Okay.
I can't.
Community
I'm sorry.
resource session. Well,
Community
instead of
resource
listening
session.
session. Or do you like information And you know
session?
what? We should have a list. And I know the EEOC has a list of people that have been trained to file cases and their locations. So that can be
Those
a part
community
of the
partners.
resource session. They can get that resource from the table, the place where they can get help in filing.
Commissioner Wright, community information session or community resource session?
Is it gonna,
Resources session.
is it, does it also say something about workplace discrimination too then, or
That's
I'm
the
confused?
topic. The
Okay.
topic would be that,
So
but
it'll say
the
workplace
name.
discrimination and it'll either be community resource session or community information session.
Yes.
I really think it's more of an information. I don't know that I would. Ugh, I don't know, that's tough. Community
You
resource.
providing resources, Commissioner, right? When you giving them discrimination information. Then you also giving them locations where they can file.
But aren't
So,
we hoping that they're going to file
you know
with the
what?
assistant? Not a lot of people do, actually. They just want, not a lot of people do, actually. And the people who go are typically people who are like supportive of the people who go or who do. I don't know. It's hard to say. Go ahead, Commissioner Charette. You were going to say something.
You'll be surprised of people that want to do things, don't know exactly how to do it online or know the location. And people can take the information we provide to them to their community center. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that, but you just said it just there. You said they take the information. That's what we're
Right.
providing is information, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so
And
why wouldn't we call it?
information is resources.
Information is a resource, though.
Right.
And yes, and we might have other community partners who come there. I mean, it's semantics. They both mean the same thing. I think that is semantics at this point. It's really up to how I'm working on the agenda right now myself, so I'm just trying to like make sure that we have the agenda that we just stated that we're gonna have and the script. So I'm okay with calling it information or resource. I kind of like the re way resource lays because say Commissioner Wallace's organization, she has people that are trained. Part of her volunteer staff who are trained, who can be there, and invite her circle of people on the south side. So I think that would be wise to call it resource.
Okay, I'd like to pose a we always talk about is this plain language?
That part.
Would people understand information better than resource? Or would they have an additional expectation of resource of something they're going to get done at that time where
Exactly.
information gets you to the direction of getting toward a resource? So that's why I'm inclined to think maybe the word information until we can expand. We're gonna have more and more different sessions, and you'll have more people in place to do that. And you can talk about this information then includes these resources who hopefully the community partners are seeing more, we need more activity from you to be able to show the people as well. But I will say the investigators are those who do the training for things, and they are working overtime right now. We're short one investigator, so they won't be available to come to do that. I would probably be the only staff person as well as Norm that's there. So the idea of the laptop, I don't think we won't probably between now and October 27 to even have a video to show this is how to use it on the laptop. It's a great idea, but you're also, asking different people to come after hours to do this, and the trainers who train are not even doing any training right now, other than Aberg. We could talk about the training that's done under Aberg at the
Oh, cool. Can we get a flyer for the Aberg
job
training?
centers. Yeah.
Okay, so
So the
flyer.
job center training that's there that we have, but that's the only training they're doing because it was already scheduled for the year.
Yep,
So
that's
what
cool.
would be great is we provide them with locations of people that have the training and able to file the cases.
Yeah, I like that too. Angela, I feel like I love the title resource, but I think that until we actually have community partners who have agreed to be there, we don't know that yet. So to
Yeah, we
put,
don't.
I think that is kind of, putting everything ahead of how it should be. If we had those people in place, then certainly we can provide more resources. I think it's more, you know, educating the public about their rights and about, you know, their protections. We are explaining how to file the complaints, accessing some of those support services. We will invite like discussions or feedback from folks who are there, and sharing any updates that we have, you know, on agencies and commission. So I feel like it's more of a community listening, session. Maybe at some point we can get to a point where we're doing, and maybe it's not even about workplace discrimination. It's just about discrimination, you know, across the board, and we are providing resources. It would be great if we could have like a resource fair kind of thing at some point where we do have people in place. We have our community partners. We have tables set up. I mean, like we could really, you know, do a nice event and invite the public out. So that's my two cents. Yeah.
Because, you know, there's been staffing changes, different places and different things, and just a recalibration of the community partners, you know, that would be something to work with the, you know, new interim director of this is something we really want to look at this and better know exactly, you know, how their experience has been as community partners to help people file their complaints. What are some of the things they may need? And just a, you know, a status check, you know, annual in years, something to see how things are going. You know, what are some of their needs? And yeah.
Okay, so we agree that we're going to change it to information sessions. We got the location, date, and time, and we're going to we have the flyers, and we okay. So
Well,
we'll
the
do that.
next step would be coming up with our agenda and who's gonna do what. Yeah.
Yeah, I
And
got
then
that
I
point.
guess the I think the snacks and everything will be kind of simple, but yeah, we need to
Yeah. And
figure
just
that
know
as
we
well.
have to, you know, schedule the next meeting, and I need about 48 hours so I could get it set for the 24 hour to get it posted. So I'm saying meeting and, you know, whatever the next meeting day and time between now and the 27th. You know, unfortunately, the meeting is tomorrow. You could have probably added some more to the regular meeting, but that meeting is tomorrow.
Yeah, that meeting is
Okay.
tomorrow. Have it go for both. That's okay. I can't go, unfortunately. I mean, I could try. I mean, we'll see if this other thing ends close. I'm being honored, actually on the south side over at the
Nice.
for National Hispanic Heritage Month and stuff like that. So that's what's going on. It's right there on the same day. I believe me, I want to. Chat GPT, and I know people are like, "Oh, chat." It said, call it the Community Informational Session, Understanding and Reporting Workplace Discrimination. I thought it was very clear. I was like,
I
dang.
think that's a good idea, but for the one that's going for October 27th, may not be able to change all of that verbiage for this one.
Okay.
We could do it for the next
What is
one,
it again?
because.
I called it, it called it, Community Informational Sessions, Understanding and Reporting Workplace Discrimination.
I mean,
Or
that's just, that would be
informational.
just violently. We could put that in, yeah, we could put that underneath.
It said, it called it the City of Madison Equal Opportunities Commission Community Informational Session, colon, or whatever, the two dots,
Yeah, colon.
Understanding and Reporting Workplace Discrimination.
I like that.
I did too. I was like, dang, that's
I
not
always
bad.
like to use a colon in the title of a, so that, yeah.
I thought it was gonna go. I don't want to rechange it. I just wanted to let you guys know what it said, but we don't have to do it this time. We just call it EOC Informational Session Workplace Discrimination.
So, would you like that to be said at the overall meeting tomorrow? So when we report out, we can let them know we're going to change after this here session. We're going to be changing it to what you just said.
Yeah, can I ask
Okay.
a question? Is it too late to change it for this next one in 3 weeks? Is that what you're saying, Angela?
I'm saying I already requested the change
Oh,
for
okay.
LAP, saying we're only changing this.
Okay.
We can still do it, and then they could say how, if that makes it longer to make the change. So we can still submit it like the press release that you gave me. Update the press release and I send it back out again. But it was like, oh yeah, we can just change the date in this. That was quicker of a
Right,
translation.
but we're not just because we are changing if we're say, calling it an information session. If we're
But
changing
that's
it,
just changing the word listening to information. It's just
oh,
one
I see what you're
word.
saying. I got
But
you.
now we're, changing more than that because that's an
Yeah.
additional ask that I would send right after this call
Yeah.
is okay. We want to
Okay.
change listening to information or informational.
So what did we decide on? Community information session? Okay, community. Shouldn't it be community informational session, workplace discrimination? I think it should be community informational session, workplace discrimination. Semicolon workplace discrimination. Or not
Yeah.
semicolon, colon discrimination.
Colon.
Yeah, colon workplace discrimination. You could take out the understanding and
Can
everything.
you see the press release that's on the screen right now?
Yes, now I can see it.
See them, Madison, to host the listening session on workplace discrimination. And
Okay.
then a
So
series of public
to
information
host
sessions.
community information session on work. Oh, I get it.
Yeah,
Okay.
community information session, understanding workplace discrimination. What about like, and that's because we say workplace discrimination at the top, so we're
You
just
say
kind of putting,
on, and then you were saying
we're just understanding, and we're just adding one word,
understand
right?
two words. You're changing listening to information or informational. Now we're at changing on to say understanding. So it's a couple of different changes
Yeah.
times four because they got to do
It's
it in
right. Yeah.
review the English and then a Spanish, Hmong, and Chinese. And then, how does that fit on the flyer when we try to copy over to the flyer to make the change?
Okay,
You know,
so
because we only got the 3 weeks, not
okay,
quite 3 weeks.
since we only have 3 weeks, we're going to make the small change. And moving forward, we will make the other changes. So, therefore, the flyer and the news immediate release can coincide with each other. Do you all agree?
And it spilled all over.
Yes.
Okay,
They didn't have the top
Dina,
on. They didn't have the top on.
Commissioner
Let
Wright.
me see if I can put her on mute.
Get this. I'm
Commissioner
sorry.
Wright, since Commissioner
Esparza.
Esparza,
I know.
Esparza
will not be at the meeting. Do you want to report out on our workplace, our session today to the committee, or do you want me to?
I would rather you, because you're going to be there tomorrow. I will not be there. And if I do come, it'll be late and I'll look like a hot mess anyway. So I'd rather you say it as eloquently as I have just shared with Angela. You are reading our running minutes from last time, Sheree. So
Okay.
I've already updated the agenda. So it doesn't include my book giveaway raffle like I did last time, given the situations. I don't even want to deal. I'm not going to deal with that. Although I would do
So,
it again. once
So,
the fight, you know, ends. Yeah.
Commissioner Wright, do you agree or do you want to
Do I
share
want?
out? Would you like to share out?
I can't hear you.
I said, would you like to share out or do you want me to share what we spoke about today to the committee?
Oh, that's fine. You're welcome to do that tomorrow, sure.
Okay. So, Angela,
Yes, ma'am.
our committee is ready for tomorrow's meeting. Is there anything else we need to talk about today? And if not, can I have a motion to adjourn?
I have one thing. I have one thing to talk about
Yes.
today. Are we going to meet again before the 27th?
I think we'll have to.
Yes, for the agenda.
Yes. I want because I'm writing the agenda right now as like and I shared it with Angela.
And I could share that back out.
And Joe will share it back out to everybody so it doesn't seem like a walking quorum. I have no idea what that means sometimes. I know you've told me that, Angela, and I'm like, I don't get it. It means that only you can pass out the information, right? Another subject is what are we calling ourselves? Because I think it would be fair for Angela to call ourselves something for when she has to, because it's being mandatory. It's being mandatory.
You're really right now under the work plan. You're a subcommittee of the work plan, and this is where the community listening session came out of.
Okay.
But that's up to you all to say that, but that's the umbrella the community listening session has been under. So it could be a work plan. There's an ordinance review subcommittee. That's there, with Ford, and we had a commissioner, two commissioners, one of them resigned on that, and then we have to figure out how to get another committee name to set up. So I believe you all can decide how you want to name yourself, and then we'll create it based on that.
So, as of now, I think the work plan is appropriate for what we are doing.
When you put it that way, well, yeah.
Do you have any suggestions, Commissioner Wright?
For a name? No,
Yes.
I don't right now.
Okay.
No, I sure don't. I think I'm fine with the way that it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I are we do we need to discuss that further, or can I ask another question about going back to the flyer?
You can go
Okay.
back to the fire.
So going back to the flyer, I just want to make sure that I'm clear since I'm going to do the revision this evening. Give me the correct title that we're going to use. Because I'm confused now.
If are you changing listening to either information or informational? I think
Show us
information is simpler.
that you know what I'm talking about, the press release again. I think it made
You
it
want the
clear.
press release or you want the
Oh,
flyer?
the flyer,
Okay,
right?
this
So
is
in the
the
flyer,
flyer.
it's gonna say
community listening, I mean community information session.
Yeah, community information session.
And the
Yeah.
topic, which could change every session, is right now workplace discrimination.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, Commissioner Espra, is it Esparza?
No, Esparza.
Esparza. Okay.
Like
I get what you're saying
asparagus.
because oh, like asparagus. Okay, I love
Yeah,
asparagus.
there you go.
Grammatically, that is correct, informational. However, I think that on most flyers and social media, that kind of thing, they would use community information because it's kind of, I don't want to say friendly, I mean, it's kind of like more accessible. And but
Plain
if it,
language.
yeah, but if, in a, but often in official, like notices, maybe from the city or from like press releases, they would say community informational session. So I guess we need to kind of ascertain which we are more comfortable with. Yeah.
What would the regular public
Right.
recognize it and
I think
identify with, or
information. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. What do you guys think? Community information session, community informational, informational just doesn't flow.
which one doesn't flow?
Informational.
Right.
Community information. When I've seen in other cities, it's just been information session. You know, this is an information session on workplace discrimination, an information
Well,
session on
that's what I'm calling it. Community
housing discrimination. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
information session.
Yeah. Okay.
Either.
Okie dokie. I will get
Oh.
that done this evening.
Oh. Okay.
Talk to when she emailed them.
Okay. So can I have a motion to end this session, this meeting?
I so move. I move that we adjourn this meeting of our, what are we calling ourselves? Of this subcommittee,
Yep.
work committee. What are we calling ourselves?
Yeah. Work
Yeah.
plan committee.
Work plan
Plan
committee.
subcommittee. Yeah.
Yeah,
Or committee. You can just say work plan committee.
I move that we adjourn the meeting of our work committee.
I second.
Yay.
All right, I will. In the recording, it is 4:05 p.m. Just 1 second, please.
And everybody have a good day, night.
You too. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.